I mean, it's a, somewhat of a different offense. You know, most teams like to run the ball. Downhill zone, they're much more of a stretch team. They try and get you running side to side. So they do a good job of containing that run. They're pretty solid up front. I got that one tackle who's projected first round, so I mean, we gotta get after them a little bit. So it's be a little bit different than what we're used to seeing from the Big 12. Be fine.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, I'm good.
When you're going against a guy who individually on the other side of the line is projected highly, does that add another level of, I don't know, intensity, intrigue, motivation, whatever you want to say for you and Frank and?
It does, because you want to come out and prove that, you know, this guy's projected to go this high. So if you can come out and have a good, solid game, it tells, you know, the league personnel, like, hey, this guy can play too. So, I mean, it's a challenge, but it should be fun.
They are going to be without their best running back, looks like, suspended, but they've got a couple wide receivers that are pretty good. What's the key? I mean, I'm no smart football mind here, but I would think they're going to throw the ball quite a bit. What's the challenge for you guys with a team that may be looking to throw it a bunch?
Well, just eliminating the big plays. We got to get to the quarterback to make him uncomfortable. If we don't get any pressure on him, then, I mean, he has all the time in the world to throw. And, I mean, DBs can only cover for so long before somebody comes open. So it's on us up front to get after the quarterback and get him uncomfortable in the pocket.
You guys ran a lot of 3-4 in the OSU game, which really isn't – I mean, situationally, I know you guys use it, but I know that was to get more DBs brought back. But, I mean, that seemed like they were still getting time and running. And how do you guys sort of balance out using the 3-4 or the 4-3?
I mean, I guess whatever Coach G, you know, puts in the game plan, that's what we're running. So, but it all starts up front. Like OSU, we didn't get hardly any pressure on Wheaton, and he had all day to sit back there and just pick apart the defense. So, I mean, and then they ran the ball on command. So we just gotta, you know, stop that gap integrity, like we were supposed to be, and try to do our job and not anybody else's.
Is that the fact that last time you guys were out there, you did allow the quarterback that kind of time, is that another source of motivation for you guys as a defensive line?
Yeah. I mean, that's our job to sack the quarterback and clog up run lanes. And if we can't do that, then we fail as a front four.
Yeah. All right, happy birthday again.
Thanks.
Sorry I missed it on the day.
How do you feel the defense has been able to bring since that game against Oklahoma State?
Well, I mean, we're a very close group of guys on defense, so, I mean, yeah, we played poorly, but no one guy turned against another guy. We all remain very close in what we've done, so, I mean, we've been practicing hard, you know, just eliminating mistakes. We talked about it as a defense, both with coaches and by ourselves, like, we know we're much better than what we've been putting on field, on the tape, so we just got to come out and execute, and I mean, just stay, have that tight bond as a family.
How, you were asked earlier about going up against a guy like Brad, just how excited are you about that opportunity and being lined up against somebody that is highly talented too?
Well, I think he's on the other side. He's on Frank's side, so. But if I get the chance to go up against him, then I'm going to try and take full advantage of it. I'm not going to shy away from anyone or anybody, so. I mean, it's just a challenge. He's a good player. Everybody knows that. And we want to come out and prove that we're good players, too.
How does Frank make your job easier?
Because Frank's the man, so, you know, going into the scouting report, other teams, I'm assuming, you know, they talk about Frank, and he's all Big 12, all whatever. And then it's kind of like puts double teams on him and then leaves the rest of us on the line one-on-one single block, so we got to win those individual battles.